that means Somaliland continues to be a major threat to seceding from Somalia. With peaceful elections in Somaliland, this, I think, is another big positive for Somaliland's claim to want to be independent. And I think Somalia will be looking at this situation very, very closely, particularly also in light of the agreement signed between Ethiopia and Somaliland around port access, and also Somaliland's efforts to have recognition from the international community. So these elections are part of that broader framework of Somaliland trying to become independent from Somalia.
With this changing geopolitics around the world, do you think now Somaliland may have a chance of being recognized?
I think that really depends on the interest from major powers, because the global system is really dominated by the will of the powerful and the strong countries. So if we take, for example, the case of recognition of Kosovo, Kosovo became independent because the European Union and the United States wanted an independent Kosovo separate from, you know, Serbian aggression. That appetite has just not been there in the case of Somaliland to this point. So that might change. But there is pressure from the African Union, I think, and many African countries generally, not to have Somaliland break away from Somalia in relation to the long-established precedent of the OAU to respect colonial boundaries as modern nation-state boundaries, and also that consensus within the AU. But these dynamics can change. So if the new Trump administration sees value in an independent Somaliland, if the U.S. pushes hard on that, things might change depending on whether the Russians or the Chinese might oppose that. But at this point, I still think it's difficult for Somaliland to get independent in spite of these peaceful elections.
Examples of countries seceding in Africa have not been the best example of South Sudan, Eritrea. Do you think Somaliland, if it was seceded, would be different?
So this is a difficult question. From my own view, I think secession for countries, particularly in the post-Cold War era, has been extremely difficult. South Sudan was only able to secede after almost 50 years of a very brutal civil war. You know, we've seen Tigray try to secede from Ethiopia, and that has not ended well. And I feel that Somaliland, you know, will still have a lot of problems to try and secede. And even if they were able to secede, you know, the economic viability of having 55 African countries, another small African country created from Somalia, we would face its own unique challenges in spite of the fact that Somaliland citizens have a right to self-determination under international law. But I think that will really create a lot of regional instability and a lot of animosity, particularly between Somalia and Ethiopia, you know, countries that have been traditional enemies for a long, long time.